The Gospels According to Love audio, Matthew chapter 6. Crucifixion is near. It happened when Jesus finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, "You know, after 2 days is the feast of the Passover. The Son of Love is betrayed to be crucified. The chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people assembled together in the palace of the high priest Caiaphas. They consulted how they might take Jesus by subtlety, then kill him. They said, 'Not on the feast day, or there will be an uproar among the people.' When Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came to him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment. She poured it on his head as he sat at meat. When the disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, 'To what purpose is this waste? This ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor.' When Jesus understood it, he said to them, 'Why trouble you the woman? She brought a good work on me. You will have the poor always with you, but me you have not always. That she has poured on my body, she did for my burial. I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, there shall also be told what this woman has done as a memorial of her.' Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests. He said to them, 'What will you give me if I will deliver Jesus to you?' They made a deal with Judas for 30 pieces of silver. From that time, Judas sought an opportunity to betray Jesus. On the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, 'Where will you that we prepare for you to eat Passover?' Jesus said, 'Go into the city to a certain man. Say to him, "The master says, my time is at hand. I will keep Passover at your house with my disciples."' The disciples did as Jesus appointed them, and they prepared for Passover. When the evening had came, Jesus sat down with the 12 as they did eat. Jesus said, 'I say to you that one of you shall betray love.' They become exceedingly sorrowful and begin every one of them to say, 'Jesus, Lord, is it I?' Jesus answered, 'He that dips his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Love goes as written of him. Woe to that man by whom the Son of Love is betrayed. It would be good for that man if he had not been born.' Then Judas, who betrayed Jesus, answered, 'Master, is it I?' Jesus said to Judas, 'You have said.' As they were eating, Jesus took bread. He blessed it and broke it. He gave it to the disciples, saying, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' Jesus took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink all of it. This is my blood of my New Testament, I shed for many for the remission of hate. I say to you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in love's kingdom.' When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus said to them, 'All of you shall be offended because of me this night. It is written, "I will smite the shepherd, the sheep of the flock will be scattered abroad." After I have arisen again, I will go before you into Galilee.' Peter answered and said, 'Jesus, though all be offended because of you, yet I will never be offended." Jesus replied to Peter, "I say to you that this night before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times." Peter said to Jesus, "Though I should die with you, yet I will not deny you three times." Likewise said all the disciples. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane. He said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray." Jesus took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. He began to be sorrowful and heavy. Jesus spoke to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Tarry here and watch me." Jesus went a little while further. Then he fell on his face and prayed, "O my love, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as love will." Jesus came to the disciples, finding them asleep. Jesus said to Peter, "What? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Jesus went away again the second time and prayed, "O my love, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, your will be done." Jesus came and found them asleep. Their eyes were heavy. Jesus left them and went away again. He prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples, saying to them, "Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Love is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. He is at hand that does betray me." While Jesus yet spoke, Judas, one of the 12, came with him. Was a multitude with swords and staves, sent from chief priests and elders of the people. Judas that betrayed Jesus gave them a sign, saying, "Whoever I kiss, the same as he. Hold him fast." Judas came to Jesus and said, "Hail, Master," and then he kissed him. Jesus said to Judas, "Friend, why have you come?" Then the others come laid hands on Jesus and took him. Behold, one with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword. He struck a high priest, servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. And then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword into its place. All they that take sword shall die by the sword." "Think you that I cannot pray to my love, and love should presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then should the scriptures be fulfilled? This is what must be." In that same hour, Jesus said to the multitude, "Have you come out against a thief with swords and staves to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and you laid no hold on me. All this was done that the scriptures of the prophets be fulfilled." Then all of the disciples forsook him and fled. Those who laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where scribes and elders assembled. Peter followed Jesus afar off to the palace of the high priest and went in. He sat with the servants to see the end. The chief priests, the elders, and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death. They found none, though many false witnesses come. At last, chief false witnesses came, saying, "Said, I am able to destroy the temple of love and to build it in 3 days." And the high priest rose and said, "Answer you nothing? What is this witness against you?" Jesus held his peace. The high priest answered and said to Jesus, I adjure you by the living love that you tell us whether you be Christ, the Son of love. Jesus said to him, It is as you have said. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you shall see the Son of love sitting on the right hand of power, coming in the clouds with love. The high priest tore his clothes, saying, He has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now we have heard this blasphemy. What do you think? They answered and said, He is guilty of that. They do spit in his face. They buffeted Jesus with palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is it that smote you? Now Peter sat without in the palace. A damsel came to him, saying, You also were with Jesus of Galilee. Peter denied before them all, saying, I know not what you say. When Peter went out into the porch, another maid saw him and said to them, What were there? This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. Again he denied it with an oath. I do not know this man. After a while came to him those who stood by, saying to Peter, Surely you also are one of them. Your speech betrays you. Peter began to curse and swear, saying, I know the words of Jesus spoken to him. Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. Peter went out and wept bitterly.